Welcome to Dreaming After Dark. I'm your host, April, and I'm really glad you're here listening. Sometimes we meet people in our lives who remind us so much of ourselves at different points in time in our lives. Sometimes you meet someone who may be going through difficult times, and their situation happens to mirror parts of your life to the point that you feel like, maybe I can help this person because I've been through it. I've experienced something similar to this, or maybe you just feel like you could help this person in some way. And the reality of the situation tends to be that you can't help everybody. You can't save everybody. Lord knows I have experienced these moments in my life where I really felt like I was trying to convey something to someone in order to help them, in order to impart some wisdom, maybe, from my own lived experiences. But what you might find is that sometimes people just aren't ready. They aren't ready to step out of their situation. They aren't ready to make a change or do something different that might help improve their life or help them get unstuck, whatever the situation might be. And it can be really heartbreaking when you realize that you're trying really hard to help someone because you want them to get better, or you want them to grow, or you want them to take those steps forward with you in life, maybe. And sometimes they're just not ready. Sometimes they just don't want to hear it. Sometimes people just have to figure it out for themselves. We all have to learn our lessons. And even if you have children, you try your best to impart all your knowledge on them, all your wisdom, everything you've learned, right? You want them to learn from your mistakes. So you try to teach them so that they can sort of circumvent those human experiences that we all seem to go through at different points in our lives. But the reality is that everyone has to learn for themselves. They have to experience things, or they have to at least witness it well enough in order to make the judgment for themselves that that's an experience they don't ever want to have, right? I think a lot about the times in my life where I had to just walk away from people. I had to leave people alone. I had to let people be because I couldn't do anything. I couldn't save them. I couldn't help them as much as maybe I wanted to. If they aren't ready to grow, change, try something different, be something different, step out of toxic situations, be less toxic, whatever that might be. If they aren't ready for a shift and you're witnessing their life and you're seeing their sort of downfall, or you see how things are just not progressing for them, or they're not improving for them, or you just see how stuck they are in their weird ways, whatever that might be, every situation is going to be different. Because we all encounter people that we have to walk away from, we have to step away from, we have to keep moving forward on our path, and you just have to hope that you'll meet them at a better point in time where they might be a better version of themselves, a more healed version, and you might be that too. Walking away from people is something that I have grown easily accustomed to, and I'm not necessarily proud of that, but on the one hand, if you know someone who they just are really stuck, whatever that situation is, whether it's something internal, external, it's in their mind, it's in their heart, maybe they're just an angry person, they're resentful, they're troubled, they're addicted, whatever that situation might be, and you want so much to just be there for them, and you want to help them, and you want to kind of do your best to help guide them out of whatever the situation is. And sometimes even that leads to conflict between you and that person because they're just not ready. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to feel the emotions. They don't want to think about doing anything different, and that's okay. Just like children will be stubborn, you can tell them 100 times, don't do this thing because you'll get hurt. and they will do it anyway because they have to find out for themselves. Everyone has to find out for themselves. And so you learn to walk away. You just learn to leave people alone and hope that maybe things can be different down the road. It's hard watching people that you care about struggle. Sometimes it's even harder walking away from someone that you know is struggling and not being able to continue being a support system or being a friend or a lover, whatever that might be. Having to walk away is not easy. You watch people stick into these patterns that they just seem to never be able to really get out of, and it's hard. At the end of the day, you hope that the people that you care about will find their way. You want the best for them. You want them to be happy. You wish you could be a person in their life to bring some sense of comfort, but sometimes your presence actually causes more discomfort. Because people have to face themselves when you're someone who is honest and open and willing to face someone and say, hey, like, you're not okay. I can see you're not okay. And you're asking them questions and you're digging deeper and you're trying to get to the source of whatever it is that is the cause of their discomfort, their pain, their heartache, their anger, their rage, whatever it might be that they're going through. And sometimes people just, they don't want to hear it. And that's okay, you know. There were various people in my life that I felt like I tried so hard to help them see, just to see who they are and all of their beauty and their potential, and just to remind them of who they are. I think sometimes people get so lost, they get so tied up in things that are not really important, or their bad habits, or their addictions, or their anger, their rage, their resentment, whatever it is that's got them so unable to see themselves and to recognize themselves. And it's so difficult. It's so difficult to watch people just sort of self-sabotage and sink into themselves where, you know, maybe they're just really depressed, or they've lost all ambition, or they're choosing to stay in situations or stick with behaviors that are just no good. You can't save everybody. And you certainly can't save someone who doesn't want to be saved. You can't help what refuses to be helped. All I can do is send love out into the universe and hope that these pieces of me that I've left behind will be carried as a source of comfort in times of need. With that said, thank you for listening. I'm your host, April, signing off.